Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, overall, another pretty good weekend this past weekend for Northwest Athletics. A little bit of a glitch, though, with the Northwest football team coming up with a one-point loss to Washburn. But really, outside of that, all the sports had a lot of success over the past week.
Yeah, kind of a theme that we've seen throughout this fall so far, and even that football game. I mean, that was a good Washburn football team now, 5-2 on the season, and we knew that was going to be a battle going into it. So in the end, Washburn just made enough plays to be able to pull out a one-point win, though, but you still feel good about the Bearcats bouncing back, a get-right game this week against Northeastern State going on the road. So looking forward to that one coming up on Saturday. Soccer going 1-1 on a road trip, knocking off Rogers State 3-0 on a Friday, then falling 2-1 against Northeastern State on Sunday. Of course, the tennis team going to the ITA Cup. Franco Oliva and Andrea Zamuri both making that trip to Rome, Georgia, both getting in as kind of the wild cards. And Zamuri making it to the semifinals there. So he had a nice run against some really good players. That kind of sets this program up really nicely for the spring. And we think about what this volleyball program continues to do. 3-0 last week. They had sweeps of Missouri Western and Emporia State. Their first ever win over a top-ranked team in the country with a 3-2 win over Washburn here at home. So it's a team that's going to be going on the road against Pittsburgh State, against Missouri Southern. And you know, on paper matches, it looks like they should go through and roll to wins. But obviously, as well as they're playing, they're kind of that team everybody wants to knock off at this point, climbing up to sixth in the nation. So it'll be fun to see how this team continues to progress, and obviously Coach Worth has them rolling.
And for Coach Worth, also a milestone win and over the weekend as well.
Yeah, number 150 for her here coaching at Northwest Missouri State, or 150 overall as a head coach. So for her stepping in and initially just as the interim head coach, as Jessica Reinhart stepped down from the program, and she had some other things going on there, and Coach Worth stepping into it, she has really kind of taken the momentum they had at that time and just kind of grown it exponentially with what this program has continued to do. You think about just alone what they've done this season. First ever win on the road at Nebraska Kearney, first ever win at Central Oklahoma, knocking off Washburn this past weekend. And those are some of the highlighted ones, but they've also played so well, knocked off number 5 Tampa a little bit earlier this year, and it still feels like their best volleyball is still to come in this upcoming month.
Playing over at the Hughes Fieldhouse due to renovation work taking place at Bearcat Arena, and it's really becoming a fun atmosphere there at the Hughes for some of the home matches that they've had there.
Yeah, it's a chance for volleyball to finally actually just have kind of their own space that's theirs, and they can kind of go over there and own it. And they played so well over the weekend and have really looked good there overall. Granted, they haven't played really poorly at all throughout this season. They've been beat only twice, one of those in conference play against UCM here at home. But since that one, you know, they've really rolled through their home matches here and looked good. The crowds have been good. You're hoping to see those continue to grow as we go throughout the fall, because, again, this is a team that folks really should be keeping an eye on, because they've got the potential to make some deep runs.
They certainly have, and again, as we continue to move on with the fall athletic season, again, a lot of success and a lot of important games and matches and things to come here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're kind of getting to that crunch time portion. If you think about the fall season, you kind of know that because you kind of look, you think, huh, basketball's right around the corner. Those winter sports, indoor track and field's right around the corner. If we're getting ready for the start of those, you know we're coming to the end of our fall sports. So for cross country, you've got the MIAA championship meet, which is coming up this weekend. Of course, tennis is already wrapped up there. The final tournaments for golf going on. They're in the Midwest Classic right now up in Warrensburg. And then you kind of look at it. Only a handful of matches left in the regular season here for volleyball. Northwest Missouri State Soccer is nearing that postseason tournament, which they've really positioned themselves nicely for. And then Bearcat football, I mean, they're sitting here at 5-1 with, what, 4 games left to go in the regular season, a big one against Nebraska Kearney coming up on homecoming a week from this Saturday. So they're sitting there still with that full potential of going in and winning another conference championship if they take care of business. So we're getting late in the season, which means there are a lot of exciting games and matches ahead.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And as you mentioned, basketball right around the corner. And they start off with some pretty big matchups as well, both on the men's and women's team there in early November. So yeah, if you're a sports fan, you got to love what's coming up here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot going on right here in the Northwest Missouri State campus, of course, across KXEV, KRNW, and the Bearcat Radio Network covering all that. But, yeah, November 6th, things are going to get rolling for both basketball teams, and it just really amps up from there.
Again, we are broadcasting from Beach and Ranch in Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back. Have a lot more for you coming up on the show right after this timeout on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk football on the Coaches Show. Actually, the show here today at Pizza Ranch. And joining us is the quarterback of the Bearcat football team, Mike Owensey. And Mike, just been a few days since we had a chance to talk to you on our show on Thursday evenings. And again, always good to have you with us here on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me with. Happy to come here, get some lunch at Pizza Ranch.
Coming off a tough loss to Washburn this past Saturday. We talked just a little bit about that game. And 2 weeks ago, it was a 1.1 against Pittsburgh State. This time, just a 1-point loss to the Ichabods. What were some of the things, the way that game turned out Saturday? Did Washburn show a few things differently than what you kind of thought going in as far as what they were doing defensively?
Well, we're kind of just putting this loss on ourselves mainly. We didn't execute at the things that we should be executing at. We were driving the ball well against them, and when we got in the red zone, we weren't finishing drives, and that's what we need to change.
Yeah, and really, for the most part, you've had a lot of success getting into the red zone this year.
Yeah, we've been moving the ball well all year long. We have a strong running attack with Allen Devontae. Our O-line's blocking great, and our receivers have been getting open. So, yeah, we've been moving the ball well, but when we get in that red zone, we need to start finishing drives.
Yeah, and what are some of the things that you're concentrating on this week to maybe finish things off here?
Really, we're not doing anything out of the ordinary. We're just preaching our techniques and going over our plays and just getting ready to execute.
Yeah, when you look at some of the stats for that game, go stat by stat by stat, it really looks like Northwest dominated that game with the exception of just on the scoreboard there.
Yeah, well, like we said, we were moving the ball. When we get in the red zone, we just got to be able to finish those drives, and that's what was really killing us. All game, everything we were doing was kind of working. It's just once we got in the red zone, we just hit a hole.
Yeah, much of that, too, is what Washburn was doing. You look at some of Washburn's totals, too. They came in with pretty good defense. I mean, you can't take that away from them either there.
Yeah, all week we were talking about their defense and how they work well as a unit, and they did against us. We knew they were going to work hard. They're a hard team to play, and they came up on top.
How would you compare what you've seen out of Washburn this year to the rest of the schedule you've had up to this point?
The defenses have definitely been unique in their own way. Washburn, we just noticed their D-line is one of their strengths, and everybody on their defense like hustled to the ball. They all play really hard, and we focused on that.
Now, as you look ahead, bounce back week with Northeastern State down in Tahlequah, go back on the road there. Obviously, Tahlequah's or the Northeastern State's record isn't quite what you've seen out of your opponents up to this particular point. What about what Northeastern State is doing defensively? Have you guys been noticing so far when you're watching some film?
I mean, just watching them this year compared to years past, it's a huge difference. Their record might not be the best, but defensively they've gotten better, way better from the past years. They hustle around, they have athletes on defense, and we just got to try ways to with our scheme to get by them.
And a chance to go back on the road. I know most people, and I know Northwest too, loves that home atmosphere at Bearcat Stadium, but you guys really embrace going on the road, though, don't you?
Yeah, we go on the road, and we usually have a good turnout from Northwest fans wherever we go as well, so that's always great. Like we said with Mo West, it was like our home game away from home, so we're trying to get that again.
Well, and you look at Topeka this past week, you look over there, and there's just a great amount of people wearing Bearcat green at that game.
Yeah, our fans are great, and they're always loud on third downs, and when we do good, and when their team has a big play coming up, it's hard to hear.
Now, we talked to you on Thursday about this. We might talk a little bit more here as well, just your background growing up. Pretty much in, you've had football in your blood really since you were born, with your dad being a college quarterback, also a football coach as well. Just kind of talk about growing up in a football atmosphere.
I mean, I loved it. I really didn't have a chance to not love it, I guess you could say. But, you know, I've loved it. Being around my dad and his teams have been great and has definitely helped me in my game for sure. Just being around all these top-tier athletes and, like, going to meetings with them, going to their practice with them, playing catch with them, like, during, after practice, like, before and after the games. It's just an awesome experience.
Just following some of the comments and quotes that your dad puts out on Twitter, just very a positive type of guy, too. It just seems like he is very – it's important to him to kind of build on the positive aspect, not only of athletics but of life as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an athlete or just a person, so many people will just come up to my dad and, like, thank him for his tweets and Facebook posts because they really look at it, and he has the way he thinks, it's a real deeper meaning for sure, and he really hits the spot sometimes.
What have been some things he's done to help you growing up as a, well, obviously just over on life, but just as maybe helping you with your quarterback skills?
Well, we've been training for me to be a quarterback since I was like 8. And he hosts QB wide receiver camps for kids in the area, high schoolers, middle schoolers, and stuff like that. And I've always been a part of those camps, and now that I'm older, I help actually run those camps with him when I'm home. So just me being able to help teach the position helps me learn the position even more.
Oh, I would definitely think so. It kind of makes you think a little deeper through the mechanics of why you do things, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And then these kids ask a question that I know I would have been asking at that age, and I'm like, this is why my dad was, you know, this is why he was telling me these things, because it does make sense, and when it gets to the game, you need to be able to fall back and rely on your technique.
Okay, let's talk a little bit, too, about the quarterback room here at Northwest. There's some very talented people in that room. Of course, Braden Wright came in as the starter this year, went out with that medical issue, and you just kind of stepped in and really picked up where Braden left off there this year. What goes into trying to help each other out from week to week?
Yeah, I mean, whether it's at practice, in the film room, or at the game, we're all constantly communicating. In the film room, we talk about what we see, stuff like that. There's really no starter until someone goes in the game and plays. We're all one unit, and we work together, and we communicate, and we figure out what we need to do to get the job done.
I imagine that is just something that in some circles might be unique from the standpoint where you guys are able to put any type of egos aside and just do what's best for the team here.
Yeah, 100%. We, in the quarterback room especially, we definitely have no egos. I mean, Braden went down with his injury, and you couldn't even tell that he was down about it. He was upbeat in the locker room, upbeat in meeting rooms. He's been helping. And then the guys behind me have been helping me as well.
As far as preparing for this week, after a tough loss, I imagine one thing, too, something like that can bring a team closer together sometimes, although you hate to have a loss to do that, but it's a tight-knit group to begin with. But you guys kind of double down and refocus after this week?
Yeah, we're definitely focused up this week. We take every week the same, win or loss. We just need to evaluate what we did, what we need to get better at, and go from there.
All right. Well, Mike, it's good having with us on the program here again, and good luck this upcoming Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mike Wansey with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store at pizzaranch.com.
Back inside Pizza Ranch in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. The Bearcats coming off a 3-0 week, now standing at 16-2 overall, 9-1 in the MIAA. We're joined by head coach Amy Wirth and also sophomore Alyssa Rezach. And Coach Wirth, couldn't ask for a better week, right? A couple games against Emporia and Missouri Western, 3-0 sweeps, which teams you kind of expect to come in and beat. You really dominate. And then, of course, sandwiched in between, knocking off the number one team in the country. It's not too bad either.
Not a bad weekend at all.
Not at all. But whenever you look at it and you're going in, of course, it's kind of a quick turnaround from the previous Saturday to Tuesday getting Missouri Western, and then you have to get ready for a number one. It's kind of the way you draw it up, though, isn't it, of let's come out, let's execute and not think about that previous win or dwell on what happened. We got to keep moving quick.
Yeah, our girls just do a great job of being in the moment. I think we do a great job preparing them to do that, and we don't give them a lot of things to think about other than, you know, our game plan and what we need to do. But they do a good job of just honing in on our game plan and what we're trying to do so that we can get those W's.
A couple weeks ago after the win over Nebraska Kearney, the headline in the recap on the website was program-defining win. But that was kind of the tip of the iceberg, because then after that it's going to UCO, getting that first win in Edmond, and then knocking off number one Washburn. It still feels like there is still so much down the line for this team to accomplish that we'll hold off on that because we'll worry about what happens now in November.
Right. You know, just, again, it's just very simple for us when it comes to putting a game plan in front of them and having them, you know, be led by Alyssa, that keeps them very, very calm with what they're doing and level-headed. And I think, you know, she sets that tone really well for our team and kind of walks them through what they need to do and how well they need to do it, and we just respond to that so well. So there isn't really a big secret to it other than, you know, we have a group of players that are really playing well together and connecting at a very, very high level.
Alyssa, we had you on a little bit earlier in the season, too, and talking about the leadership aspect of things, but still a young player as a sophomore in the program, but really 3 years in, if you discount, you know, we had COVID last year and got to play then, too. But at what point do you really kind of take on the mental side of what Coach Wirth is putting out and able to kind of guide your teammates, too, to make sure everyone is in the right spot?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of your role as a setter is to kind of take charge of the team and put everyone in the right spot, but I think just getting the team to play at a high level and do what they do at their highest potential is all I can do, like all I can get them to do. So keeping them level-headed and heads in, focus on the game plan, and not worrying about past mistakes, I think is just a big key for us.
Big wins throughout the year, and now it's 16-2, and still hitting that 20-win mark is still something you want to reach toward and strive, but so much beyond that. You think about three 20-win seasons in the last four seasons overall, whatever, no games last year, of course. But it's kind of like, all right, 20's great, but now we're thinking let's hit 25 and 30 and so on. It's kind of resetting those goals of we're a program that's not just on the rise, but we're here to take charge.
Right. Yeah, we definitely see that in the future, but we're trying to really keep our heads focused one game at a time, one point at a time. Don't want to let the little ones get away from us, so just focus on the next game.
Coach, the message is working. Control the controllables. And she's cranking them out just like that. It's working. Well, so going into this one, the opening set goes to Washburn, but is a high-level match from the start. The intensity to come back around and then set two. And it's you're right there with the chance to win it, and then they even it up. And it's 25-25, 26-26. You finally pull out a 28-26 win in that second set. Just kind of showed Washburn's not going away, but you weren't going to sit there and relent either and just kind of be like, man, this team's so good, we're going to back off. And Northwest just keeps on coming.
Yeah, I told our team after the first set, even though it was 25-20, I believe, was the score, they beat us. We did some great things, and they just had a little bit of a late run that really got us. And then, you know, our girls just battle. You know, that anything that Washburn was doing wasn't phasing us, and I think that's a huge piece of them. They, like I say a lot about them, is they have a really loud bark. They're going to get in your face. They're going to, you know, cheer across the net at you. They're going to, you know, hit their chest quite a bit. And for us to be able, you know, they're going to get their big kills. And for us to be able to say, that's okay, we're just going to come back and do what we do best at you, I think says a lot about the poise and just the maturity that they're playing at that level, and just the confidence that they had knowing that they could come back at them at any time, I think was a huge, it's what we have been seeing from them, but collectively I think they were doing it at a very high level.
Well, then you roll on to set three, and it's 24-20, a chance to close them out, Alyssa, and they, once again, they push through and they find a way to win set three. That's one that a lot of teams kind of might tuck their tail between the legs and say, hey, we gave it a good run, and they're just a really good program. To come back and take the next two the way you did was very emphatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of went into the huddle and I said, look, guys, we can let this deflate us and like let them take this away, or we can put our foot down and go compete with them like we know we can. And those first three sets really give us the confidence that we could compete with them. So I'm proud of the way that we responded out of that.
And not only beating them in five sets, but those last two, a combined score of 40-22. I mean, it was not even as close as what it looked like. And it could have been closed out after four, even if three goes your way. But, man, this team, is it a matter of growing year after year, and you've been around this program long enough that you're to this point where nothing really fazes you guys?
Yeah, I would say that like the past couple years have definitely helped us just learn how to stick it out and grind through those. But I think every day in practice we're competing, and we're in this situation every single day of going against great competition. So I think that just prepares us for these situations very well. So I think we were prepared and we executed.
And it's always great to have depth, of course, Coach. And you think about Tuesday, it seemed like anything Jaden Ferguson wanted to do against Missouri Western, it was working out. Peyton Kirchhoffer came out and had a huge game against Washburn. And then you think about Rachel and Abby and the rest of those frontline players for you. It's just kind of wave after wave. It's hard for another team to kind of handle everything coming at them.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of step-ups from the standpoint of Abby Brunson's done a great job stepping in and filling a big role that Morgan Lewis had. And Abby's doing it in her own way, but she's doing it in double-digit kills, and she's starting to be fed more. And I think she's responding at a very high level. So being able to go at having different threats at different time frames, I think is showing the growth of our program. You know, they're going to key in on someone, then we can always have someone else step up and be able to fill the void that is there for us when it comes to kills. And so that's a tough team to play against when you have so many threats as we do.
Have you petitioned Mike Racy to rename Setter of the Week to Alyssa Rezach, Setter of the Week?
No, I haven't, but I don't think she wants that. I think she wants to continue to go after earning it every single weekend and just have something given to her if I had to ask. But it's been a great honor to see her get honored by the MIAA.
3 weeks in a row, then this week a complete sweep for Northwest Missouri State, being joined by Hannah Koschel and Peyton Kirchhoffer as well. Again, Coach mentioned you're humble and modest and probably don't want to talk about it too much, but to be joined there with a couple of your teammates after a big week has to feel pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I think that just goes to show how much of a team effort it is. We've all worked really hard, but you can't get kills without a pass, and the defense does a great job getting us balls and allows me to distribute the ball very well, and then the hitters are putting the ball away. So it's definitely a team effort, and so they should all get recognition for each of these awards.
Well, Northwest Missouri State this week starting out on the road against Pittsburgh State. Saw the Gorillas a few weeks back. That was a 3-1 win for the Bearcats. They're struggling a bit more now than they were at that time. They were playing pretty well. Now they've lost six of the last nine. And Coach, I know it's a team you don't want to ease up for because they could come back and bite you. But this is one that you've seen. You've been there and done that. You have to keep playing your game now.
It is hard to play at Pitt State. They have an environment that they've created. Sometimes there's a guy that's yelling, go Pitt State, the whole entire time. You know, you get something new every single year, but ultimately it makes it a tough place to play. And anytime you're on the road, again, we got to put our road warrior hats on and get after whoever we're playing. But we can't overlook any of these teams. You know, they want to knock off someone. They need that momentum. And so why not? I can see Pitt saying, why not us? and also Missouri Southern. So we're going to walk in there and, again, just do our game plan, stay steady with what we're doing. But, you know, the focus that we had last week was such a high focus, and I want to see them be able to continue to apply that throughout the season.
That second game this weekend is at Missouri Southern. I know some coaches look at a team like that that's 3-17, 0-10 in the MIAA and say that's the scariest contest we have on our schedule. Do you look at it like that? Because they're due at this point, right?
They at some point are going to be due, and I look at it that way, but I don't allow our players to feel that piece. I allow them to understand they got to respect, got to respect all of the people that we play. But we have to go in with just an attitude that we have to put them where they belong, and that takes a lot of effort, that takes a lot of focus, and we have to play at that high level to be able to do that. So that's what we're going to focus on again. Nothing too sexy, but it's the process, and that's what we like to focus on. And we feel like that's really why we've had the results we've had. It was just that process, and we're going to keep continuing to do what we're doing.
And hopefully they'll just go ahead and take care of Missouri Western Friday anyway.
That's right. Get it out of the way.
Alyssa, we're hitting the point, too, to where really only a handful of weekends left in the year to kind of wrap things up before you do get into the MIAA tournament, the regional beyond that, and so on. Is this kind of where it really gets to be fun of, like, all right, beating number 5 Tampa on the road in Tampa, that was awesome. But now we're to the point where it's like every single match matters to the region, to the MIAA standings, and so on.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I think postseason and at the end of the season, any game can go either way. And so I think it's really important for us to – we have really mature players on our team with Sophie and Rachel and Hannah, Kelsey being seniors, that they know we need to go in with the same mentality for every game. And I think that's going to be huge for us to just take one game at a time, like I said before. And you can't overlook any team right now.
Bearcats are rolling 16-2 on the season, 9-1 in the MIAA. Alyssa, coach, appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
That's Amy Wirth, Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach, and Alyssa Rezach, a sophomore on the Bearcat team, joining us. We will take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch this afternoon. Time now to talk soccer as the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, is joining us, and also being joined by Sophie Sissel off of the team as well. And Mark, just coming off overall pretty good weekend, I think. A little tough loss on Sunday, but I think you have to feel pretty good about where you're at right now overall.
Yeah, being on the road for the last four games and coming out of it, three wins and one loss. Game that we were definitely in and had opportunities. So yeah, I mean, not bad. Coming out of it, we learned that we've never as a program won three road games in a row. So that was something to hang our hats on, and a growth area for us.
Coming off a trip to Oklahoma this past weekend, first of all, win over Rogers State. Just talk about that matchup.
Very, very open play, was direct style. I always think, you play at night under the lights, everybody looks a little faster. So I thought it was a lot of fun. And had some really good moments and put together some really nice goals when we were able to put it on the ground and move it that way. That was, one of the things. Sophie, she's nowhere in the box scores, but she's the one that really developed and put into play. She had her name, just that last name that's not on the goal. She was the developer of our opportunities and the things that she played for her teammates and just the work she put in. So was a very good game for Sophie.
And after that, Northeastern stayed over in Tahlequah, a place that we'll be getting down to this weekend for football. But it's always a tough, I think, when you go that distance and go down and play such a long trip down there, always a little bit tough on road trips. But just talk about Northeastern State and how that game went for you there.
They're kind of opposite, you know. They did the front end a bunch of road trips and were trying to find their way back into it. And you know, these home games for them were really important. Gives them an opportunity to stay in postseason contentions and things like that. And obviously, we still have work to do. There's nothing guaranteed to us yet. So I think that was important. That's my first time there. Interesting environment to play in. I think they have a pretty good following. It was fall break, and they still had a pretty good crowd there. But yeah, you know, I felt like you know, we went into half 0-0, came out 10 minutes. We scored a goal. Just kind of took our foot off the gas, and they managed to come back rather quickly, and again doubled their scoring opportunities. We worked really hard and just couldn't come up with a solution to at least try and get a point out of it and get a draw. So but you know, for 2 weeks in a row on the road, I'm very happy with what the girls have done.
You talk about the atmosphere down there. I think it was about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, it worked out when we were down there for football. Soccer was there that Friday night, and so we had a chance to kind of observe the type of crowd that they have there at Tahlequah for soccer. And it seems like they've got a vocal crowd down there, and then one in particular always stands out. I think he's a business professor or something there. He kind of shows up, dresses up, and makes a lot of noise. I don't know if he's still down there doing that or not.
That gentleman was there. Yes.
He's got some lungs on him, doesn't he?
Yes.
As we mentioned, we have Sophie Sissel with us, a freshman redshirt out of Liberty and played at St. Pius. And Sophie, just kind of talk about the way this season's gone for you.
This season's gone very well. I'm very excited to be a part of this team because, like Mark said earlier, I mean, we've never won 3 road games 4 in a row, and I think we're on good track to win more games and maybe win, he said, never more than 11. I think that we could do that, and this team could be the team to do that.
And Mark, just talk about what Sophie means to this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's just her soccer sense, soccer IQ. She kind of has a ace in her pocket, and she's just grown up around the game, and she brings some elements, some things that I don't coach or can't teach that she carries with her. She's super athletic, deceivingly strong, and very pacey, covers a lot of ground for us. She's deceptive, and just a great teammate, and already shows great leadership with, you know, within her class, and just the connection she has with her teammates. So We're fortunate to have her.
You know, Sophie, a coach, talked about being around soccer all your life. Your dad, of course, a longtime soccer coach at UMKC and now at Grand Canyon. Just kind of had soccer in your blood all the way since growing up, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yep. My whole life revolves around soccer.
Talk about having a father that's a coach and how he's been able to help you through the years.
Well, yeah, that's been really helpful for me, I think. And my dad's my best friend, so we did everything together. We watched a bunch of soccer games. We're big Man United fans. Had to watch every Man United game with him, and he would just talk about it, and I would learn. So.
And Mark, what's that mean to have a player such as Sophie that's been around soccer all of her life and mean to the program there?
I hope it trickles down to her teammates. And again, everybody's passionate on the team, but there's just some things and environments. You know, we have a few internationals that they'll spend some time on the weekends watching matches, and watching the game can be a great teacher. And I hope that, and I ask, girls, you don't even have to watch the whole game. Give me 20 minutes. Go watch on the weekends, you know. So hopefully some habits. She's creating some habits. If she's still getting up in the mornings on the weekends and watching, I don't know.
Not the 6 a.m.
That'd be really dedicated to do that, yeah. Don't you? That's where you set the DVR and watch it a little bit later,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So just going out on a limb here, but is everybody on the team's favorite TV show right now, Ted Lasso?
I wish. Mine definitely is. I've been trying to get my roommates to watch it with me.
Well, I think that's all. It should be must-watch TV there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. So let's just kind of talk about the way the rest of the season shaping up for you. And what are you say, some of the keys to where you want to see this team go from where they're at right now to the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of at a pivotal point. You know, we have 4 matches left. I think we're in good position to possibly, you know, get in, of course, and maybe even host a game. That'd be great. We have a lot of work to do. It sounds crazy. There's 4 games, but there is a ton. We have a very good UCM or UCO team coming in. Just knocked off Emporia. And they're playing pretty well. And then Sunday we have kind of a Newman, who's the record isn't indicative of how they've been playing. They've managed to create a lot of challenges. They've tied UCO. They went into overtime with UCM, lost to Emporia 2-1. So they're a good side. They're competitive. So we have some work to do. And I think if we just play and do the things that we've been training, and we have to do our process and to make us successful. We have to account for, you know, who's coming in, but I think if we're doing the things that we do best, we'll always be in a match.
You know, just from the outside looking in, it really seems like this has been a team that's showing progress from week to week, and I would think that's something you have to feel good about right now.
Yeah, we haven't topped out by any means. There's a lot of different players doing different things, and we rely on all of them. You know, there isn't one key player that somebody can pinpoint in our team. I just think they've done a really good job of that. If somebody's having the week before some success, there's 3 or 4 around them that they're doing a lot of good things that don't allow a team to just key on a particular player.
I know you've had some success on the road here the last couple of weeks, but how nice is it to get back at the Bearcat pitch this upcoming weekend?
Oh, super excited for that. I mean, I think going to the opposite ends of the conference back-to-back was something new for me. I had never done it, so, yeah, not a fan of it.
Sophie, just to talk a bit about why you wanted to come to Northwest, what are some things that attracted you to becoming a Bearcat?
After I came on my visit, I kind of already knew that this is the place that I wanted to be because I'm big on culture, and that was the biggest thing I saw here. Everybody supports everyone. Everybody will help you, and it's the kind of college atmosphere I wanted to be around. So it was a pretty easy decision for me.
And on the academic side, what's your major and what you hope to do in the future?
Right now, I am applied health science major, and I'm hoping to go to dental school after and become a dental hygienist.
Well, that sounds very good. And outside of academics and everything, what are some things you like to do to relax after away from soccer on top of watching Ted Lasso?
you stole my answer there. I just like to hang out with my teammates. I mean, we just kind of sit around and talk to each other. Kind of hard to get away from soccer, but we just get to keep talking about soccer.
Yeah, I guess if some of your best friends are soccer players, all kind of comes full circle there a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Go home to your teammates. So.
But to Mark, I would think that's something you have to feel good about, just as the culture that she mentions, that where you've got players on the team that just enjoy being around each other.
For sure. I mean, they are the drivers of the culture. You know, we can put it in front of them and what we believe and what we see that makes successful teams, and they're doing it, you know. So it is. It's great that they want to be around each other, even when they've been around each other all week long.
Yeah, I guess some road trips are good from a couple of different standpoints. Yep. Good to bond, but also make sure that you don't get tired of each other by the end of the trip, too. So long bus rides, but hopefully you got, again, a couple of big home games coming up this weekend. Hopefully some good things come up this weekend for you guys.
We are looking forward to it.
All right, Sophie, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show. And, Mark, always good to have you with us on the show.
Thank you.
Again, a reminder coming up this weekend, Northwest will host Central Oklahoma Friday at 3 o'clock, and then on Sunday it's Newman at 1 o'clock over at the Bearcat Pitch. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pittsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back inside Pizza Ranch for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country as we're getting set for the MIAA Championships coming up this weekend. We're joined by cross country coach Whit Cunningham as well as freshman on the team Tori Castle. Appreciate you both coming on and talking with us. And what's this like? I mean, the postseason's here. It's kind of getting amped up. We know that there's only a couple races really left in the season, to kind of based on how you do from here. Wick, what's this like going into the final stretch?
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting. You know, both teams are looking great right now, and we're really just trying to frame it as just another opportunity to race. We're not going to do anything special. We're not going to try to get crazy. It's just a matter of consistently doing the same things we've done all year and just moving forward. And if we do that, I feel really good about what's going to happen.
Is that huge to go in and simplify things like that of don't put too much in yourselves, don't overthink it, let's go out and run our race the way we have the entire fall?
Exactly, yeah. You don't get to the championship season and then all of a sudden change it up or up the intensity or anything like that. You get there, do those same kind of almost boring things along the way, and, you know, good things are going to happen.
Tori, how much of these first few meets kind of helped you get into that groove after everything that we went through last year and COVID-19 to when now we're to the point of finally getting around to the MIAAs? Does it kind of feel like, all right, I've worked myself to the point I need to be for this meet?
Yeah, we're all really excited. We have trained for so long now with last year not really being able to compete, and it just makes it so much more exciting to finally be able to actually compete and what we've been training. And like he said, we're not making it any bigger of a meet than it actually is, so we're just going into it and going to run our best race.
Wick, we've kind of heard from Coach Masters from the very outset getting set for the Bearcat Open of, you know, we're working up for the MIAA championships and the regional and everything, so on. Is this team, both the men and the women, for what we've seen this year, ahead of schedule a little bit? Maybe thought we'd kind of work up to a certain point, but it feels like with every race, there's another couple PRs and more success from the teams.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say if we're ahead of schedule or not, but we're definitely where we need to be. I feel really confident, really good about where the team is. The mental attitudes of everyone going into the race, they know what they need to do. They're excited about getting the opportunity to do it. And, you know, the next thing is just get there and have some fun with it and enjoy it. Yeah.
You know, you think about that men's team, which has a lot of veteran runners and got those expectations put on them in the preseason MIAA rankings. You said you're not putting anything extra, it's run your race, but at the same time, for a group like that, have they kind of had that mentality the whole time of, we've been through this, we've kind of been put through the paces, we know what we need to do to go out and run our race?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, they know what they need to do. They know what they want to do, too, you know, and my job there is almost just to just remind them, it's like, hey, you know, just take it one step at a time. We're going to get there. We're going to be there. And, yeah, just put yourself in a good position to do something great.
We kind of have the same thing with Caroline and Amber on the women's side of a couple of runners who have put up good numbers and they've been around for a little bit. Tori, when you think about that and having those two there, are you in their ear a little bit, and what should I expect for this, and what should I do in these situations to make sure that you're going out there and running your best races late in the year?
Yeah, it's great to talk to them and just get insight from them, as they're really the only ones on our team who have been able to compete in an actual cross-country season, with us last year not being able to compete. So we're always asking them questions and just how to do things and what our mindset should be, and they're always giving great advice and calming us down and just really helping us out.
For you personally, if you look at your times throughout the fall, the Woody Greeno, which the biggest race, so many runners, D1 all the way down, and some of the best competition, you put forth your best effort so far this season time-wise. Is it one of those of kind of getting into that stage, you kind of just want to step up and put your best foot forward?
Yeah, that was a really exciting meet. We were all really excited about it, and we all really wanted to compete well against those bigger schools, and I think there was a lot of hype around the whole meet, and that just really helped us all. We all pushed each other. We all tried to keep each other in sight. That's kind of one of our big things, is always look towards the girl in front of you, and so I just tried to stick with the girls right in front of me and stay with them the whole time, and I think that really helped me out, and it just made for a great meet.
I feel like a race like that, there could be so much adrenaline. It would be very easy to just kind of go out that first mile and just get zapped. You just kind of leave it all out there with a great mile, and it all just kind of goes from there. Do you find yourself mentally saying, all right, I'm running at my pace, I'm not going to go too far, and then all of a sudden, once you get to mile three and beyond, you can kind of push it?
Yeah, and he talks to us a lot. Sometimes he personally doesn't like to go to the mile marker and call out times or anything, but we always hear times when we're at the first mile marker, and he always tells us, like, don't let that mile time scare you. If you think you're going too fast, you're probably fine. And so just knowing that you're around the right people and trying to stay around the right people, that really helps you stay on pace for everything, and just never getting in your head too much, and the adrenaline, don't let that get to your head too much with your race.
Wick, I mean, you were obviously a very successful runner here at Northwest Missouri State not that long ago, too. How much of this sport is just that feel for you? Like you said, you're probably not running too hard if you feel like you're okay and you're in it, but there's also a level that people can kind of reach another step, can kind of go a little bit faster and kind of push themselves, and that's where we see a lot of those PRs. At what point do you say, all right, start thinking about that kick because it should be coming?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, whatever, like as Tori said, they get to the mile, whatever time's called out, they're capable of, and they know they're capable of it. It's not a mental game at that point. And as we progress through the race, you know, we're really big on getting through the halfway point, and then it's like, okay, maybe take it a little step at a time, break it up a little bit. Don't think about the last 3K, think about the next K. You know, just break that up into manageable chunks, and kind of chip away at it and chip away at it. And then the big thing for us, you know, starting that kick, is you got to do it when you can't see the finish line. It's very, very mentally challenging to do it when you don't see the finish line, but you're always closer than you actually think you are. So it's just, we talk about that when we go to the course the day before, and it's like, okay, about here, you're this far out, you have this many more meters to go, you're going to be good. If you go now, you're going to get there, I promise, even though you can't see it.
So Kearney, Nebraska, I believe the first time Northwest running there so far this season. Is this a course you know pretty well, Wick, or is a lot of it kind of going out on Friday and kind of going through with the runners and saying, watch for this, this, and this?
Yep, so we had regions there about 4 years ago, so that's the only time I've ever been there personally. A lot of my teammates in college were from Nebraska high schools, and that's where they run their state meet, so I rely on them. I've been calling up some former friends asking about that. We have Nebraska athletes on both the men and women's side that have told me about it. And then again, it is just going out there the day before and actually getting on the course and getting a feel for it, so that you know what to expect the next day.
So we're getting set. The MIAA Championships for Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. We have Tori Castle, a freshman on the team, as well as cross country coach Wick Cunningham. And Tori coming into Northwest Missouri State from Trainer, Iowa. Still very young within the program and a freshman, despite the COVID-19 year. Nothing going on there, of course. But for you, what brought you to Northwest and made this the right place for you to run?
Yeah, I just came on a visit, and I fell in love with the campus, the size of the school, the atmosphere around everything. The girls were all really sweet. It's a great team to be able to run with, and I just fell in love with the atmosphere here, and we're all kind of a big family, and even all sports teams, we all kind of have each other's back. We all cheer for each other at each other's sporting events, so it was just really cool to see, and that just really drew me to Northwest, and I'm so glad I picked it.
Did your teammates tell you prior to signing, say, listen, you're going to come here for practice, and they're going to be the worst weather days possible. The wind is always running at your face, regardless of which direction you're going, but it will make you better once you get to the meets.
Yeah, they didn't quite mention that completely, but it's definitely tough to have to practice in some of these conditions, but it really does help us a lot, and we really are so much better for it.
Wick, did you know what you were getting into when you first came to Maryville around?
You know, I did get warned about the wind, actually. You know, the wind in the hills, but, you know, I jokingly say, but somewhat serious, it's like, we're not good enough to be soft. You know, this wind in the hills, it makes us tougher, and it's really relieving when we get to go race in a little bit flatter and nicer weather than here.
Well, and we've seen, honestly, it's been a pretty warm fall to this point for your guys' races. I think a high of 66, probably going to be much cooler than that when you get rolling on Saturday, so it should set up to be a very nice day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day and great day for the championships.
So you want to go in, and obviously the goal this weekend is to win a conference title. 2 weeks after that, though, is the region championships and so much there to be had. How much stock do you put into this weekend? Do you want to hold a little bit back for the next? How do you handle it?
Yeah, so right now we're just focused on Saturday and what we can do there. Once we get through that, we can kind of worry about the next meet, just taking it one at a time. And then also realizing that no matter what happens, win, lose, draw, you know, we can move forward with positivity no matter what. That has no bearing on how we're going to perform the following weekend, you know. If we win, that's great. Doesn't mean we're going to go in next time. We still need to keep putting in that work and putting in the effort.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country in the MIAA Championships this weekend in Kearney, Nebraska. The women start at 11:30, the men at 12:15. Tori, Coach Wick, we appreciate coming on.
Thank you very much.
Wick Cunningham, Northwest Missouri State Cross Country Coach, and Tori Castle, a freshman on the team, joining us on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pittsenburger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittsenburgers also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We're live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Time now to talk tennis, as the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis team, Mark Rosewell, is with us. And Mark, great week last week for a couple of your men's players making the trip down to Rome, Georgia, competing in the ITA Cup.
Yeah, it really was. Simply the best national tournament that Northwest has ever had.
You look at Andreas Amuri and Franco Oliva. They were able to get in with some wild card entries into the tournament and made their presence felt.
They really did, John. And I think that it was really an excellent move on the ITA to allow more participants, because the level is so high and so close that you can actually beat somebody 1 week and come back the next week and then the other person wins, which is exactly what happened with Franco. The guy he beat from Southern Arkansas in three sets, he lost the first set and came back and won, but that was a guy that had defeated him in the finals at the regional.
And then Andrea, then he made it all the way to the semifinals of the tournament, so top four in the nation. Now that has to be something that you feel really good about. I'm sure Andrea does as well.
Yeah, John, he was a four seed, and he played the one seed in the semifinals. He also had a great three-set win over Southern Arkansas, that got him there. And he got beat 4-3 by the number one seed, who was clearly the best player. And, of course, four seed is going to play the one, but we felt like if he'd been on the other side of the bracket, he had a chance to go to the finals, because the guy he played in the finals, the champion, beat him 2-2, which that's a big difference between 3 and 4, you know. So anyway, but he made it to the top four, and he was, you know, ranked on the final ranking last year. He's top three, and, you know, again, I have to say, for a cold weather school, you know, that is excellent, because you figure we're going to have two guys probably ranked in the maybe the top 10, 12, I don't know, somewhere in there. You know, and Frankel's our number two guy, and he's be a top 10 guy. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's not bad at all. Not bad at all. And again, going into that, I think you felt good that just the fact that they were able to get into the tournament, and then once you got there, boy, they made their presence felt.
They did, and that just goes to show you that, you know, the 8 participants rather than 16, you know, I mean, 16 participants rather than 8 just gives you a better chance. I know when Franco went that one year and he finished 3rd in the national tournament, but there was a lot of pressure on because you couldn't lose a match, and this just makes it a little more fair.
No doubt about it, and also the fact that you can come through on the consolation side, and Franco got some more matches in down there because of that.
Yeah, you know, because half these teams we never see. We don't see the Florida teams. We don't see the East. Certainly don't see Hawaii and California teams because they're just too far away. So to actually play against them or whatever, that's a great thing. It is like having another national tournament, you know, in the spring where we played Barry again, played the number one guy in the country and so forth. So now Barry, Andreas played in the last two tournaments, two of the best players in the country.
And that's one of the things I was going to bring out next is how this will transfer over to the spring season. I would imagine just the actual competition factor, getting in and playing against this type of competition in the fall has got to help, but also from a confidence level, knowing that they can say that they've played against the best in the fall, to where that can carry over in the spring as well, just from on the confidence side.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, Fabi wasn't even there as a participant, and you know, I think he's a top 50 player too, or he has been a top 50 player in the past, and certainly has won the ITA in doubles, you know. So, you know, you figure he's our three guy, and then you take this new young man Simon, who in the regional tournament played Andrea, and Andrea beat him barely 10-7 in a tiebreaker. That, you know, that's good problems to have, you
know? No doubt about it. It looks like your men's team's going to be deep and ready to roll for the spring season.
It looks like that right now. You know, things can happen, but keep your fingers crossed.
Keep everybody healthy over the offseason.
For sure, John.
Now, on the women's side, again, the fall season's been over there, but you had a good, I think, for the most part, really a good fall season on the women's side, too.
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit disappointing. We had some injuries this fall, and certainly our returning All-American just didn't have the kind of fall that she should have. She should have been at the national tournament, too, and she would tell you that she just barely lost a match in a tiebreaker. If she'd have won that match, she would have advanced on now with the at-large bid, too, but it didn't happen. But anyway, we got to get her right and get a couple other girls that have been hurt, and we got another player or two coming in January, too.
Well, that's always good to get ready for the team portion of the schedule. And when you talk about getting some players back from injury, that's one nice thing that Northwest has here. It's just such an excellent athletic training staff that will work with these players in the offseason.
The best, John. Absolutely the best. You know, we worked years and years with Kelly and, you know, D.C. before that. I mean, it's been the same thing. I've been here for 40 years, and they get them back, and they get them ready to play. And I should throw, you know, the strength and conditioning program along with Joe, because that prevents us from having a lot of injuries where we used to have it in the early years where they weren't quite in shape and they got hurt. So, you know, there's a lot of good things to this Northwest Missouri State, and they do things that help you succeed.
Joe Quinlan's kind of the secret weapon for, I think, all the programs, isn't he?
Oh, man, he's the best, you know, and he really takes pride in it, and he checks on things and so forth, and there's a problem. Boy, he gets it straightened out. Whatever, everybody, I have a great respect for Joe.
I think one of the things that makes him so good is he understands the differences between the various sports, where he gets each player from each particular sport specific on what type of workouts and things they need to do to play at their best.
Makes all the difference in the world. And I know in the early years we were doing some exercise and stuff. I kind of questioned, and okay, I guess, you know, but that looked like a an exercise for a different sport, or not so much tennis players, you know. But now he's on top of all the latest exercise and weightlifting and all that so forth. So, you know, when the players come to me and tell me, hey, this is really helping my server, this is helping my upper body on the volleys where I'm stronger and so forth, you know, that's what I want to hear. And I know as a coach, we just have few injuries these days.
No, the Northwest tennis program has been on the map for a long, long time, but having the success you had this fall and really the last several years, not only in the regional aspect of the ITA Cup, but also when they get to the national, you guys have been well represented here the last several years.
Well, thank you, John. You know, we certainly are proud of, you know, what we've done. And, you know, I always have to, I have to go back to what your coach, Coach John Bird, started in the 70s. I mean, you know, he reeled off 7 consecutive MIAA championships, hosted a national tournament here in 1976, which, you know, that's a big deal. And really, it got the international players' flavor coming into Northwest. He was one of the pioneers on that, along with Bernice Duke down in Oral Roberts here in the Midwest. And shared it with me and showed me how to do it, and contacts and so forth. Something that he did not have to do, but he had pride. And I can remember he was a happy camper. About my third year here, we won the MIAA on both the men and the women. And he was actually the official down there and ran that tournament. So it was a good week. It's good memories.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us.
Okay, John. Thank you.
That's the head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, Mark Rosewell. Reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We'll be back here again next Tuesday as we'll talk Northwest Missouri State athletics with a lot of coaches and players involved with the fall athletic program on the Northwest Missouri State campus.